Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us today. We're all so glad that you've come today. We were all waiting for this moment with anticipation, great anticipation. Your presence today is so important to us because it allows us to complete, to accomplish our purpose. Our purpose in being here with you, around you, above the earth and around the earth, as beings of love and light, just like you, but without the human apparatus that can so often get in the way. This is about lifting off self-doubt. We all have self-doubt sometimes. This is Susan speaking now. I just went through a little bout of self-doubt myself. As I prepared to record this episode, I started wondering if I was really hearing clearly. They're showing me an image of self-doubt as a chain, kind of chaining. We chain ourselves with this self-doubt to hold ourselves back. Is that correct? This is exactly what we're saying to you. Yes, yes, yes. You use self-doubt. You use it as a kind of excuse, as a kind of tether. You keep yourself tethered to what you already know, what you're confident you can do, to keep yourself safe from trying something much bigger, from trying, attempting, moving forward, from doing what you came here to do and say you're going to do. And all we want to say to you today is cut the chain. You don't need fear, which is what self-doubt actually is. It's the fear of failure. The fear of not approving of yourself. You don't need to hide behind that fear. You don't need fear to keep you safe. Fear never keeps you safe. Fear only exposes you to the danger of exactly what you fear, exactly what you are afraid of. Thank you, star beings. Would you please tell us a little about yourself? Who is speaking today? Can you give us a name for your collective, your group? We are the builders. I see an image of a person piling, not just piling, but building a wall, carefully constructing a wall, laying bricks, one on top of another. And as builders, what is it that you do? Why do you use that name?
Ah,
Ai, a te kalakia, kalakalakalaki te tatalawohoi, ni kalakalakele hui, te tatalawokaha, te kalakalakia, kalakalakalaki te moia, arikoi, a te kalalalalala moia, a te kalalalala 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 moia. It would be beneficial for you as human beings to understand a little bit more about the process that you're using completely unconsciously, almost completely unconsciously, to create the world in which you live. You know, a lot of human beings have talked about how we create, how we manifest through the law of attraction, how our energy field attracts to it similar frequencies, matching frequencies, so that we attract what we're putting out. And so sometimes I think, well, you know, we already know about that. But tell me, what would you say about it? What more do we need to know, understand about the process of creating the physical from the energy that we receive? Energy pours through you constantly from the source. It pours through all of us. We have an individuated consciousness, meaning we think of ourselves as separate and individual. We have an ability to think and make decisions on our own. And we also have at the center of that the spark of light and life that is of the original source. All of life and all of existence, all material goods, all everything is made of energy and is made possible by that spark of life that comes through all that is. It is often called the all that is in all things, all in all in one, one in all in all. Yes, I've heard that. That was a sort of a mantra that I learned from Michael Rhodes, who wrote a number of books about consciousness. And I found that to be very helpful, to connect with consciousness. All in one, one in all in all. It kind of represents existence, the way that the source can be in each one of us and each one of us in the source. Is that right? Yes, that's a perfect understanding, perfectly put. So the energy that you use to create your lives is original source energy that is flowing continuously through you, through your body, through your mind, through your energy field. But what that energy creates is influenced greatly by you. And while you don't create in a vacuum, you as a human create as part of a team with your being self, with your guides, with your friends and family in higher dimensions, and with the source itself. But you are an individuated creation of the Creator, and an individuated part of the Creator. Each individuated aspect of the source contains all aspects, all characteristics of the source. That's why we are called holograms or holograms. Each part contains the whole. That alone is quite a profound understanding. That is why each aspect of creation creates at its own level. Even what you don't see creating is creating. And you, as human beings, are very powerful creators. And about 90% of the time you waste that power, or you misuse it, or you use it to create exactly what you don't want to create. And so as the builders, we are here to assist you in building with more consciousness. We're here to assist you in building consciously rather than unconsciously. We have come today to help you understand more about what you're doing and help you to do it better. It's like we're teaching you not only how to lay the bricks, but how the bricks are made, so that you know their characteristics, their properties, and therefore you can build a better wall. And also to train you in architecture so you can plan how you want that wall to look, what you want it to accomplish, how you want it to serve you. Everything you build is an expression of your individual expression of Source. Source expresses through you as you, and you express in turn what is in your heart, what is in your soul. That's the way things are supposed to work. That is the ideal. That is when the energy is flowing freely and without interruption, blockage, and distortion through you. So what are the interruptions, the blockages, the distortions? What causes those? What are the causes of the interruptions, the blockages, the distortions in our flow that cause us to misunderstand and miscreate? Fear is the number one. Fear takes many forms, and you have many names for it, and self-doubt is one, but there are many, many others. Anxiety. Sometimes you call it stage fright. Fear of failure. It can even cause you to feel depressed or sad. Sometimes that's just, or angry. Those are reactions to fear. So it can take many forms, but fundamentally at the root cause of all of those is fear. Fear that you are not doing what you need to be doing, what you want to be doing, what you were meant to do, that you are not good enough, that you are not fully connected enough, that Source can't really express through you, or you can't really express your highest and truest desires, because maybe you don't deserve, or maybe you aren't allowed, or maybe you don't know that you are. What do we need? What do we need to create what we truly want to create? What do we need to do to guide that energy into the template of what we really want? Trust would help a lot. Consciousness, awareness of what you are really creating. Not the idea that you think, I want to make a new business, or I want to have a new home, or find a new relationship, or get a new job and go into some new kind of work. And why do our creations so often not turn out the way we want them to be? Often you're using the wrong bricks. You're putting them in the wrong order. Sometimes, without even realizing it, you're doing this on purpose because you're afraid the result will be so magnificent you won't have anything left to do, or you will be a target of others' jealousy, or maybe you're not allowed to achieve more than your parents or your grandparents in your mind. There can be so many thoughts and beliefs that you're not aware of that can cause you to prefer to doubt yourself. You see, here's the role of self-doubt. You would rather chain yourself to the fence and keep yourself from completing or even maybe starting your new creation than to risk success at it. Okay, you said we use the wrong bricks. What are we using? You're trying to use something you were taught you should use, something that would give you approval, get you approval, something that would please somebody. What are those bricks? I don't understand what you're talking about. Your building material is energy, and you flow that energy into what we call a template. It's like a mold. Think about builders pouring a concrete foundation. That would be a good way to think of it. They put that cement into a mold. And first, the cement has to be of good quality. Or the bricks have to be well made, if you're using bricks instead of cement. And that means that your energy has to be strong and clear and high frequency. Because if you're trying to move forward while also trying to hang back, trying to use love, but you're also engaging in fear, you're going to have mixed results. So start with really good materials. Start with the energy frequencies of love and light and joy, and hold the image of what you want to create in your mind. That is your template. Hold the image of your creation. Start at the end, people sometimes say. Start at the end with the image of the final product and hold it in your mind. Flow your energy into that. Each one of us in this, on Earth or in the higher realms, is it the same both places? Do we all create with templates? Yes. We choose which templates the energy coming through us is going to fill. And some templates are shared by many individuals. But each individual's energy fills the template in its own particular way. This is why so many people can be in the same location, having the same shared experience, and each experience it differently. This is something you do completely unconsciously. If you had to think every time you wanted to go out for a walk, take a step, or have lunch or anything, you would be very slowed down. It would be very cumbersome. You couldn't live that way. So it's an unconscious process. But if its results are not coming out the way you want, then you need to be aware that this process exists. Sometimes you need to throw out the template altogether. Perhaps that template was one that belonged to your grandmother, your grandfather, or many generations of your culture or humanity. Usually, human beings build on templates that they were taught as children and handed and inherited without realizing that those do not express who they are. Sometimes you have to choose whose expression are you, and whose expression are you going to build and create? What are you going to create? The only creation that will succeed for you is what truly expresses you. So you can become a farmer because your father and grandfather were farmers, and you might make a decent living and be just like them, but chances are really good that unless your true calling is to be a farmer, you're going to just spend your whole life feeling like you failed to live up to your ancestors because you're not really happy. We want you to be happy at what you're doing, and you know that you're doing what you came here to do and building what you came here to build, and that you're doing it correctly when it makes you happy. That somehow sounds very hard to do. That somehow sounds difficult. I mean, how do we know what to do if we're not feeling happy about what we're creating? How do we know if we're just doing something wrong, and what we might be doing wrong, what we should do instead? We're giving you the clues. If you're not happy, ask yourself, is this what I really want to create? Try to picture it as success, and then see, how would you feel? What if you're building a business and you can imagine it being successful and making lots of money, but you're not really doing the things you want to do? Imagine yourself in that future with that successful creation and see if it's what you want. Maybe you're trying to be a teacher, or maybe you're trying to do anything. Anything you choose, if it's not going right for you, or it's not making you happy, and you're struggling with it, then step back, take a pause, look. Imagine it complete, imagine it successful, and see how you feel about it. If you're not happy, then you just need to throw out the template and find a new one. Ask yourself what you really do want to create, and it may take some time to receive the answer. So we recommend that you first examine your materials, the quality of your energy, and secondly, you examine whether you're using the proper template. And then that you release self-doubt, and every day make sure to clear your field of fear of any kind, and allow yourself thereby to move forward. Allow yourself to pour the energy that comes through you into the template of what you really want. And just see its successful completion as best you can right now, because that image will change and evolve and grow as you build. Trust. Trust in your creation. Trust in yourself as a builder. You can do this. Very often people whose connections to their inner self is strong and clear doubt themselves terribly when they try to create something out in the world. They choose to create something in the world, but they don't trust their abilities. They don't trust their rightness. They don't trust that they deserve this and that it's okay to be a success, that they deserve success as well. They just don't trust themselves to process that energy into physical form. But you're here on Earth to create in the physical. That's what you're doing here. You are physical as well as spiritual expressions of the all. This is why we formed this special group to speak to you today, because what you do here and how you do it is so important to the human experience. You didn't come here just to hang out on the other side with us. You didn't come here just to be spirit. You came here to be human and being. And one of the best things you can do for yourself, one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself, is to love and accept yourself as you are in your humanness, and know that you are capable, that you are loved, that you are fine, that you are well, that everything you do with guidance and assistance and help. And don't worry about getting it right. Don't worry about getting it wrong. It doesn't matter if you succeed the first time or the 200th time. You are here, you are doing, you are building, and when you are aware of what you are building and how you are building it, it will all become much easier and much more fun. Because all your building activity should be play. It should be like children building sandcastles on a beach, not like laborers carrying bricks and piling them up on a wall. Even though that is the image we used to help you get the idea. But now we want you to play. Just play with your creation, have fun with it, and trust all is well. And we are here with you. You have constant help from expert builders as you construct the life that you choose. Kiki, 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 kiki Until the next time we leave you now, thank you for having us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing. Blessings of light and love from all above. Thank you, star beings. Thank you, builders. It's a very important topic. As I was listening, I was wondering, is this just for me? Am I doing this correctly? Is this really going to be useful to anyone else? But the builders assured me that yes, that it is a huge topic for many, many people, maybe all people on Earth, because so much of what we have created has not come out in a way that's beneficial to ourselves or others. And so many people are interested in creating something new, but if we're going to create something new, we have to realize how we're doing it, what templates we're using unconsciously, and become conscious of what we, conscious builders, conscious choosers of what we want to create, and conscious of the quality of the energy that we're using. So thank you so much for being a conscious builder with me and inhabiting this earth. This is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from the foot of the Andes in the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina. Until next time, I'm sending you love and light, joy, peace, and prosperity. Amen. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.